was the maid, and the daughter's husband was the yard man, looked after the cows and horses and everything. And Mary, one time we went down the river, Papa took a buggy and a horse on the boat. We all went down the river to Cleveland to visit some friends of ours, some cousins of ours who lived down there. And we took the horse and buggy so we'd have a way to get about down there. Didn't have automobiles then. And going down the river on the boat was marvelous. Best food you ever put in your mouth. And the accommodations were, they didn't carry a lot of passengers, but the accommodations were very good. And
were these steam-powered?
Yeah. Boats? No. They burned. I don't know what they were. Paddle wheel. Well, what turned the paddle wheel? They had to have something to turn the paddle, and it wasn't electricity. It was coal or wood or something. They burned. But anyway, one summer we were gone. When we came back, of course, the house wasn't empty. I ain't even with her. Papa didn't stay down there all the time. He came back up here, and the cook was there cooking meals for all of them. And while Mama was gone, she bought fruit and made jelly and jam and preserves and things like that. And when we came back, we stayed down there, I reckon, about a month. She just had the pantry full where she'd put things up.
Is the pantry, was it built into the kitchen? Or mm-mm.
Yeah, it opened off the back porch. Mm-mm. And it had a lock on the door, you could lock it. Because we bought flour by the barrel, and oranges by the crate, apples by the crate, and canes, cubes about a foot on a side with premium soda crackers, what they call now, but you needed crackers then. But we'd buy crackers, you know, like that. Because when you had 10 people eating 3 meals a day, it took a lot of food. People who have that many to feed this day and time, away.
That would just be, the expense would be tremendous today.
You'd have to be rich to pay the bill or on welfare, food stamps.
Mm-hmm. You up in your upstairs, did you just have your bedrooms upstairs or four bedrooms?
Bedroom, three bedrooms, one bedroom downstairs. Your mom and papa had their bedroom downstairs. And then the three bedrooms upstairs, and there were back steps and front steps. Mm-hmm. Because the coal was all brought up and put on the land. And
were these outside the house?
Oh, no.
Oh, inside
the house. All of it was inside. It was a very comfortable house. And they were big rooms.
Was it?
The ceilings were high.
But how are these?
I don't know how high these are. I'm not a judge. They're 14 feet. Right? I don't know.
Are they higher than mountain?
This ceiling, and I tell you. My apartment, when the people didn't this apartment over in 1957, I guess they did this, the men told me that they'd be back in 6 months and repaper this hall. They said this paper must have been on these walls for 100 years already. And I said, okay. Well, it's been, 20 years nearly since they did that. But I wouldn't mind. I honestly would not mind spending the money, but I don't think I could live through it. Mm-hmm. It's awful to live in a place.
Sure. And pain, you mentioned your allergy. I'm allergic to pain a little bit. I can't stand the smell of pain. It makes me sick.
It makes me sick too.
Really?
It makes me sick. Oh. Now, Mary's car had this house.